Behold, there is magic all around us. Behold, there is magic all around us. Behold, there is magic all around us. Awaken, rejoice and sing.
Behold, there is magic all around us. Behold. Welcome, Abigail Spinner McBride. I am so pleased that you could join us for this Who Am I interview. How are you doing this afternoon?
Well, thank you, Reverend Alfred. I am well and happy and grateful to be here with you and your listeners as we enter sacred space together.
Indeed, so mote it be. So tell us a little bit about how you got into music.
You know, I think I was born into it. My mother has been singing her whole life, and my father is a multi-instrumentalist. He plays the piano and the clarinet and the trumpet. And even before I was born, I was subjected to music many hours every day. My mother sang to me continuously as a child, and I started piano lessons when I was 4 years old. And so I've been in and around music my whole life, from singing in the chorus and then the choirs at school, working in musical theater at Emerson College in my undergraduate degree. And it's just been a constant golden thread in the tapestry of my life.
Oh, I love that statement. A golden thread in the tapestry of your life. That's wonderful. You're quite the bard. Thank you.
You are welcome.
So what is the best thing about being a pagan musician?
Well, I think the best thing about being a pagan musician is the best thing about being a pagan and a musician. It's that there's no box. There's nothing to be contained inside. I'm not limited by any external factors or expectations. I can just listen to my muse and express what is whispered or sung into my ear to my community, knowing that then the whole community will sing back in a loud, strong voice to the muse.
Thank you. That is absolutely wonderful. What would you say is your most challenging aspect of being a pagan musician? You've spoken about how wonderful it is to be out of the box. What's challenging about it?
Well, I think the challenge is also, you know, the greatest good in it is that there is no box. You know, that we as pagan musicians kind of have to create our own audiences and our own forms of making music, that there is no order of service per se that we can lean into for support. Does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense to me. Thank you. Thank you for that. So how can the IPMA help you to enhance your own personal musical reality?
Well, I'm really grateful to be part of the IPMA, and I think the biggest way that you guys can help me is to share my music with new listeners, people who maybe haven't had the pleasure of attending one of our alchemical fire circles, our sacred all-night rituals, and haven't found their way into our spiritual community called the Vegas Vortex just yet. The music really is universal. So regardless if one is a Christian, Buddhist, pagan, Jew, we welcome you and we honor you in all that we do. So the music wants to be spread around the world, and I'm grateful and looking forward to having the IPMA help me in that way.
Well, we certainly will be playing your music on many different venues. Is there some way that people can get a hold of you if they are out in the Vegas area and they want to join or at least experience that music?
Absolutely. People can go to our website at vegasvortex.com, or they can email me directly. I am abigail@vegasvortex.com.
Fantastic. I hope that many of our listeners that are in your area will avail themselves of that opportunity. So in the beginning of this interview, you had chosen a song for our listeners that we play, Behold, There Is Music All Around Us. Can you tell us why you picked that particular song?
Well, the song is called Behold, There Is Magic All Around Us, and I picked that particular song because it is a calling in and an invocation of the elements and an acknowledgement that there really is magic all around us, even in our everyday lives when we're not in a formally cast circle. But if we open our eyes, there really is magic and miracles all around. For instance, the simple fact that we can breathe, you know, the fact that we live on a planet just the perfect distance from the sun so that we have atmosphere that can sustain life, the fact that we can breathe without the help of machinery on a daily basis. The simple things, you know, the breath is something to be grateful for in every moment. You know, most people take around 20,000 breaths a day without being mindful or grateful of even one. So I invite you and all our listeners right now to take a deep breath in. Let it go, tuning into gratitude for the miracles and the magic that really are all around.
That is really wonderful. And when you do that, it's just a different... To become mindful of your actual breathing, that's a wonderful thing. And I took the advantage to take in that deep breath, even as you spoke it.
Beautiful.
Wow. I just want to kind of like just sit here and breathe for a while with you. That would be really cool, but our listeners would probably get bored. But I encourage people, breathe mindfully and know what's going on. So... Is there a new project or something that you would like to share with our listeners?
I am about halfway through working on my new album.
Yay!
And thank you. This one is going to be representative of the seven stages of the alchemical process. This is the journey that we take frequently during our all-night fire circles from dark until dawn, where we journey through the visible planets of the solar system, each of which corresponds with one of the seven stages of the alchemical process. So the music, the album is going to start with what happens at the fire circle before the people arrive, when the circle is cast, as we move through the seven stages, and will culminate with our sunrise prayer that we do in the morning.
Wow, that's amazing. I can't wait to see that album, and I'm sure we'll give it lots of airtime on the many stations that we have access to, particularly the Cauldron, of course.
I appreciate that, Reverend Alfred. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. So... what message do you want to share with those who will listen to this particular interview?
I want your listeners to know that they are the magicians in their own lives and that they have the power to transform not only themselves but the world around them. Abracadabra is one of the most ancient magical words, and it is said to come from the ancient Hebrew abara kidivra, which translates as, I create as I speak. Knowing the power of our words and making sure our words are in alignment with our thoughts and our hearts and our guts is the way we can make real magic in the world.
Wow. Thank you so much for all of the time that you put into this spiritual endeavor. And if you would give us one more time the ways to contact you for the Fire Circle for our listeners so they have that right in front of them.
Thank you. Yes, you can find our website at www.vegasvortex.com, and you can contact me, Abigail, A-B-I-G-A-I-L, at vegasvortex.com.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for spending this time with us, and I look forward to possibly meeting you sometime this summer as I travel out toward the West Coast myself. So have a...
That would be...
Thank you. So you have a blessed and wonderful day, and we will speak again hopefully soon.
Our circle is open and never broken. May the peace of the wise ones ever live in your heart. Merry meet and merry part, and merry meet again.